Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 237. As part of our Grooming Over 50 interview series, our guest today on the Not Old Better Show is Sarah Thomas. Sarah Thomas is the Genesis Executive in Residence at Aging 2.0, headquartered in San Francisco, California. Aging 2.0 is a global organization on a mission to accelerate innovation to improve the lives of older adults. Sarah Thomas is also VP of Product for Silicon Valley startup Seismic, a company shaping human potential through a new integration of apparel and robotics called Powered Clothing.
So I work for Seismic, and we've hired a team of leaders in textile innovation and robotics and biomechanics and artificial intelligence to develop a new category of apparel, which we call powered clothing.
That, of course, is our guest today, VP of Product for the Silicon Valley startup Seismic, Sarah Thomas. Further on, Sarah, we met at Mary Furlong's and Lori Bitter's event, Boomer Venture Summit in Berkeley, California, where I heard Sarah Thomas speak at her keynote address. There, I heard Sarah say that when young, her mother was told Sarah is an old soul. That gives Sarah a unique perspective on the future of aging, about the shifting perspective that we need to have as we design for greater aging experiences and we improve aging worldwide. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via internet phone, Sarah Thomas. Sarah Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you today. I met you at the Boomer Venture Summit a couple weeks ago. I heard your excellent keynote, and I thought, you know, what a great person with a great job working with the 55 plus age community. You spoke there at the Boomer Venture Summit about some of these really cool clothing ideas using terms like powered clothing and tech enhanced fashion and robotic wearables. And while these names are, you know, really highly tech sounding, they represent very functional clothing design, helping older people and others move. So if you would tell us a little bit about what you do and where you work.
Wonderful. Thanks for attending the Boomer Summit. It was a great event.
Yeah.
I was honored to speak about fashion tech and how we're transforming apparel and design and some of the new innovations that are in the fashion tech world. So I work for Seismic, and we've hired a team of leaders in textile innovation and robotics and biomechanics and artificial intelligence to develop a new category of apparel, which we call powered clothing. It's lightweight and it's connected. This powered clothing that we have been designing really adds this intelligent wearable strength to our muscles and joints, enabling people to kind of reimagine what's possible with their bodies really at any age. We initially designed the technology at SRI International from a DARPA-funded program to reduce injury or risk of injury and enhance soldier endurance. But recognizing then that really this application had profound opportunity beyond the military. And we spun out of SRI to explore powered clothing for a wide range of consumer applications. And we're entering the market later this year, and we really hope to change the definition of clothing. We want to integrate this apparel and robotics to really redefine how we move through life at any age. And I've been brought on as the vice president of product, and really excited to bring this company into the market and work with partners and individuals to really improve how we move through life in a really familiar way with clothing first, which is comfortable and soft and familiar, but also with function, and to allow for this robotic engagement in a wearable way that really allows us to improve our movement and our quality of life.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Seismic, because as I've done my research on you and a little bit on Seismic, I've learned that you really make this activated smart clothing line. You've done so since 2016. Tell us a little bit about the smart suit, because while there is direct applicability to lots of different ages, it does have some specific applicability to my audience, the 55 plus community. And tell us a little bit about how the smart suit works.
Yeah, sure. So the suit is an undergarment that really is worn discreetly under your clothing. It has the potential to enhance the quality of life, really, for anyone that's experiencing fatigue or not at the physical best. Specifically, it provides the wearer intelligent, wearable strength that while you're sitting and standing for long periods of time or getting up out of a chair. Our first garment that's coming into the market later this year is really a part of a broader line of next generation performance apparel that we're developing that we call powered clothing. And, you know, this is possible because we've developed this artificial muscle that's small and flexible enough that it can be embedded into a garment. This muscle is being combined with the latest innovations, really in 3D engineered knit textiles, tiny mobility tracking sensors, onboard computing, to design apparel that looks and feels like regular clothing, but functions more like the extension of the human body. So it's an extra set of muscles, really, that you put on every day that can help you to stand longer, walk further, and enhance your posture. It's really a core wellness approach and really targets the core muscles and that biomimicry and that the alignment with our own our body and our own muscles really helps us to improve our posture really at any age.
I like that. I could definitely use an extra set of muscles at times, but while we're at the Boomer Venture Summit, I was impressed to see the designs that were made for those who might occupy a wheelchair and designs with magnetic closures helping those that might have a disability or perhaps arthritis in the hands needing to fix the clothing together. I was struck at how nice looking and fashionable the clothing is. So how does Seismic make fashion approach technology and make it work for design and function? Because it's one thing to make it functional, but it's something altogether different to take it into that next realm of fashion. And I really was impressed with how you've done that.
Thank you. Yeah. At the Boomer Summit, I did discuss several designers that are doing just that, really taking that form and function and really allowing for accessible and inclusive design. The magnetic closures that you saw on stage really allows for easily accessible garments, the versatility of reversible clothing, and also looking at flip-top technology and the shoes, allowing you to easily don and doff the footwear. At Seismic, I think, we have a really integrated and collaborative approach. And so we have textile engineers and designers and commercial apparel team that is really working on the garment apparel and fashion side that integrates fully with our hardware team and our software team and the more mechanical and technological group of individuals. And it's such an integrated approach. The collaboration really allows for us to create function and form and really beauty. And so when we're talking about us being an apparel-centric organization, we really are taking this fashion-centric an apparel-centric approach where we're taking inspiration from the fashion world around color trends. And we're having this clothing be soft and comfortable and familiar. It's worn under regular apparel. So while it mimics our own biomechanics of the human body, it's discreet and it's also really familiar. And we all get up and get dressed every morning and it's something familiar in our routine. There's also historically been such ceremonial value around fashion and apparel in our world. And when we put something on that we feel good in, it gives us confidence and we are able to approach our day with kind of a new feeling of confidence and personalization and expression. And our garments are being designed to be really personalized. We're designing them for individual, or creating each one individual in nature, and they're personally tailored and personally fitted, and really allowing for the self-expression of color selection and taking this influence from the fashion world and from the apparel design world. And we have just some incredible experts on our team that has brought garments and apparel to market in a variety of great organizations. And we're really happy to have them on our team now designing the garments that we're creating as well.
This idea of the integrated approach, the combination of the hardware and the software, is an intriguing one. And when I think about kind of the software, I think a little bit about fabric and the textiles. So maybe tell us a little bit about some of the new fabrics that that some of the designers are creating that Seismic is working with, and how they might help mobility irrespective of age.
Yeah, so we're exploring this continuously and working with some great textile innovators to be working with different fabrics. I think you heard on stage a company called Modern Meadow. And while we're not integrating their textiles into our garments, because we just haven't found that application yet, we're excited to look at new technologies and new innovations that are really allowing for a different type of selection of textile. So Modern Meadow harnesses the collective power of design and biology and engineering to biofabricate new materials. And I'm always so excited to see new innovations come out like this. They use protein engineering so that they can have an animal-free material. And it really is fascinating to me. This is a new part of my professional journey. My background is not in textile and not in apparel, so it's really fun to see these new textiles come out. And we're working closely with various textile manufacturers and designers at Seismic so that we can really understand what is breathable and what is comfortable, and really what textiles allow for also the grip that's required for our design to be functional. This is a very intimate experience, and it's a discreet garment. It lays close on the body, and while it's on the body, it really has to be comfortable and also breathable. And so we're considering things around comfort and heat, and as well as the functionality of the fabric, something that has a little bit of grip to it and allows for it to lay on the body and allow for the muscles of the technical components to really engage with the fabric in a unique way. So it creates this biomechanical approach over our body's normal muscles, creates this extra set of muscles that's integrated with the fabric. And the fabric is a really integral part of this design so that it's comfortable and also functional.
On the Seismic website, I found some examples of the fabric, and I'll put up some pictures of that with links to the Seismic site on our site. But Sarah Thomas, we really appreciate your time. I just have one final question for you. I heard you say that fashion should design with and for older consumers, and Seismic's direction is to be almost age agnostic, but certainly there's a lot of applicability to kind of the senior market. What are the opportunities for the fashion industry with the older consumer?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, the global aging demographic is shifting. We know this. We know that around the world, our population is aging. You know, you and I are aging every day, but the society is also aging. And there's opportunity for the beauty industry and the fashion world and the apparel world to really view things differently. We tend to have an ageist perspective of how we look at the aging experience, and we look at the aging consumer in a way that is not embracing our vitality and our beauty at every age. And I'm really on a personal mission and a professional mission to change that perspective. And at Seismic, we really know that if we want to help people of every age, we should be working with everyone that we're going to be selling to and partnering with. I'm an occupational therapist by clinical background before I, you know, began this professional journey of mine. And I integrate that that thought process in everything that I do. And my motto is nothing about us without us. And as we're designing to help people move through life, if we're looking at this deep delight at any age, and we are looking at improving the quality of movement and the quality of life of the older adult as well, we want to have them in the center of our design process. So we've had hundreds of individuals working at every level of our organization with every prototype, really giving feedback on that comfort and the functionality and how people would use it. We have some wonderful retirees who are working with us right now who are so active in society. They're at the opera every evening, and they're, you know, playing tennis on the weekends, and they're out traveling the world. And we want the consumer voice at any age to really have a feedback for us, so that we're really understanding how our garments will impact their life, what their roles are, what their passions are, and how really the apparel that we're designing can work with them to improve all of the activities that they want to engage in. So I really feel that we've taken a person-centered approach to designing the garments and the apparel that we're creating. And I hope to continue to do that, and that we can impact lives and impact the quality of life through the quality of movement.
We certainly hope that you're going to do that too. We wish you all the best and the most success. Sarah Thomas, thanks so much for joining us. I love that motto of yours, nothing about us without us. And we will put some links up to show some examples of the beauty and the vitality of what you're working on. But thank you so much for your time today. What a pleasure it is to talk to you.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah. My thanks to our guest today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NotOldBetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.